ओम शांति। आउटसाइड वन मेडिकल कॉलेज एंड हॉस्पिटल, सिक्स डॉक्टर्स वर स्टैंडिंग एंड दे वर ड्रिंकिंग टी एंड दे सी अ मैन इज कमिंग लिंपिंग। सो द फर्स्ट डॉक्टर सेज he must be having arthritis in his right knee. The second doctor says, no, I think he has got ankle sprain. The third doctor says, no, I think he must be having plantar fasciitis, the swelling at the sole. The fourth one says, I think he has got lower motor neuron disease. The fifth one says, no, I think so, that he has got hemiplegia and this is a hemiplegic gait. By the time the man approaches and the sixth one was about to give his diagnosis, when the man, that patient, he comes near those doctors and he asked them, do you know the shop of cobbler? My sleeper needs repair. This is how the world is. We have been making conclusions after conclusions and nobody knows the truth. The same thing has happened with all festivals. There are rituals, there are ceremonials, there are customs. People are following so many things, but nobody knows the truth. Why to stay awake? And they keep on killing animals, but nobody knows the real reason why such a thing they are doing. Customs sometimes make one illogical. The thinking becomes dead and they just keep on following what their ancestors have been following. And the same thing has happened not only in India but the world over regarding not just one festival but all festivals. So yesterday Baba was talking about Shivratri. So three things are usually done in Shivratri and Baba has spoken about them at length in different murlis of Shivratri. The first is Vrat. The second is Jagran and third is Bali. Vrat means an oath and a pledge. So they keep the pledge of fasting, especially on days of Shivratri. When Baba said, yours is not the Vrat of fasting. Vrat is something, English translation would be difficult, but Vrat means observance. Very strict, very hard observance. Mothers in India, they keep Vrat. And when they keep Vrat, they are unflinching, immovable. Nobody can shake them. Nobody can make them break their Vrat. So Vrat is an observance. Vrat is a religious oath. Vrat is a pledge. Vrat is a self-promise. A very strict, very stringent, very hard promise. So they keep the Vrat of not eating. Not eating means no food, no water. Nothing means nothing. You just can't make them break their Vrat. Vrat is a determined oath. They can give up their lives, but they will not break the oath. So Baba says, in Shivratris, they observe Vrat. In Shivratris they do Jagran, they stay awake. Shivratri means they stay awake the whole night, Jagrata. Whole night they will stay awake. But that is regarding gross sleep, giving up gross sleep. Baba says, you don't have to stay awake like that. But you wake up from the slumber of carelessness, laziness, and making lame excuses. No pretexts, no laziness, no carelessness. This is the greatest sleep that has fallen upon mankind. And especially the Brahmin world. So Baba says, your Jagran, your waking up, your awakening is waking up from this slumber. And third, Bali. Bali means the sacrifice. They kill goats, animals. Animal sacrifice. This concept of animal sacrifice is present almost in all the religions. In all the cultures, in all the civilizations of the world. Whether it is ancient Greek, Mesopotamia, Chinese, Indian, of course, even Buddhistic religion, which talks against sacrifice. So, as the religions got polluted, all those things started, and senselessly people are doing this. But Baba says, though there was no mention of this in yesterday's Murli, but this is often said. What you have to kill? This I. This is the real sacrifice. Mai. And regarding Brahmins, Baba says, where is the I-ness? About service? About specialities? About some post? About some position? So always have the feeling that whatever I have is God's gift. To celebrate real Shivratri means to kill this I. To put on the altar the goat of I. So these are the three meanings of Shivratri. So what did Baba say yesterday? Let's revise overall. First you tell, then I'll say. So yesterday was the 15th February 2007, Avyakta Murli, recorded Murli. So what did Baba say yesterday? You should have deep love for Baba. Then? This is unique birthday. Then? Yes, sisters? Yeah? Vice is what? Anger. You have to be Brahmachari, not just Brahmachari. What else? Lamp of hope. So you have to fulfill. You have to become the lamp of hope, or you have to give in return what he wishes. Bab Dada needs gift on Shivratri. What else? Three things you need to give up. What are they? Laziness, carelessness, and making excuses. What else? Okay, if any voice comes, if any vice comes, it means some door is open. So keep the door shut. Double lock. Godly lock. God's lock, not the Godrej one. Almighty locks. What else? Yoga and Seva. Birthday gift. Be holy, be pure. Be holy, be pure. Be yogi, be pure. What else? Even the small vices. You have given up the bigger ones, but you have love for the smaller ones. So give up the smaller ones also. What else? Okay, if you, even the whole world is against me, Father is with me. So when Father is with me, I am victorious. What else? Don't give any excuses. Don't say that he is also doing, that is also doing. I don't know, Baba says, who has started this trademark. People say that others are also doing, that's why others, I am doing. But Baba says, when they are doing, they are not Maharati at that point of time. So don't deceive yourself by taking their name, or don't even blame them. What else? Who want you? What you want to become? You want to become Ram Sita, or you want to become Lakshmi Narayan? That's why Baba says long standing effort. Bahut kaal. What else? Baba remembered that one particular devotee who started this festival of Shivratri. Who is that? Probably Shankaracharya. Baba especially remembered that one soul who from Kwaparej started this festival. Though there is no mention of this particular time this is started or that particular time this is started. In the evacuations of Mohenjo-daro and Harappa, they found out Shivlingas. But nobody knows when it started. But definitely, the first worship was of Shiva. Krishna worship and Radha worship and Ram worship, that came much later. Till 8th century, there is no mention of any worship of Shri Krishna. Till 8th century, there is no mention, there was no temple of Shri Krishna. If you study Chanakya and Chandragupta Maurya, they are seen worshipping Shivalinga. They are not shown worshipping Radha, Krishna. Ram came much later. He was made popular by Tulsidas. So the earliest deity who was worshipped is shown to be Shiva. So Baba remembered that one devotee who initiated the worship of this Shivratri, and Baba says, thank you to him. He has made an accurate copy. He has exactly, he had done a good spiritual mimicry. What else?
Determination.
Determination. While talking with double foreigners, Baba said, you should have determination. Very strong determination. Ek chandan ka vriksh. This is one tree of sandalwood, which has become, earlier they had problem with sanskars, but now they hardly even talk about it. But this is a different culture, that is different culture. Now they have become one tree of sandalwood. What else?
First blessing.
Yeah, that is said. What else? Purity is property, personality and royalty. What else? He did that, that's why I got angry. He, others also do it. And but you don't remember what I am saying. Is he more important to you than me? Follow what I tell you to do. Yeah. Yeah, that trademark. So we'll divide this Murli in 12 points. 10 minutes, 12 point. Difficult. First, Baba is seeing three types of children. Who are they? They are most beloved, most long lost and now found, and Prabhu Prem ke Patra means those who are worthy of God's love. These are the three types of children Baba is seeing. Second, God's love. How is this love? This is three words Baba used. Atha, this is depthless. Atha, this is Gehra, very deep. And third, this is Alaukik. This is spiritual love, where you stay in company of God, where you make God as your sati, as your companion. So that's about God's love. Third is about sat, about Baba says again three things. You are together now, you will stay together, and you will go together. You taken birth together, you stay together, and you will go together. All things together. Fourth, about this Shivratri. Baba says this is Vichitra, unique. This happens only one in the Kalpa. And third thing, this Shivratri is unique in the sense that nowhere in the world father and a child will have birthday together. So this is about birthday. So this is a very unique birthday where this happens only once, and where father and son, they both are having birthday on the same date. You will never see such a strange, never heard before birthday anytime before. Then Baba talked about voices, sounds. Baba hears different types of sound. Sound of heart, sound of enthusiasm, and sound from all corners of the world. So three sounds he keeps on hearing. And here again he mentioned, devotees describe it as Shivratri. And we said about those three things about Shivratri. Then sixth is about purity. Now, this Murli is exploring the depth of purity. Baba is saying, purity means complete purity. Don't say that we have conquered the first one and all other four are remaining. Purity, Baba gave you blessing. Baba told, impurity means all five things should not be there. All five vices should not be there. Even if a trace of impurity is there, then you will not be called completely pure soul. And you say that you, Brahmin, are the completely pure souls. And purity means not just Brahmacharya, but Brahmachari. Charya means behavior. Charya means behavior. The behavior of Brahma. You mimic the behavior of Brahma. That is, you follow as he did. That is Brahmacharya. So purity means prosperity. Purity means property. And purity means royalty. So complete purity. So Baba said, you have taken this vrat. Have you taken pakka or kacha? Which vrat you have taken? You have taken pakka vrat. So those who have taken pakka vrat, Baba said, raise your hands. So take this vrat. As I said, vrat means strict religious observance. Once you have taken vrat, nothing should move you. Nothing should make you give up. So complete purity, complete conquering all the five vices. Baba said, on this Shivratri, take this vrat. This is the real property, this is the prosperity, and this is the royalty of Brahmin life. So this is about purity. Jagran. Baba said, this is the great awakening. So give up all those three things. And most importantly, this laziness, this carelessness, and this making excuses. What excuses they make? He is doing, others are doing, that's why I did. So Baba said, stop blaming others. Focus on what Baba told you. And Baba mentioned about anger here. Also he made about force, robe here, and trademark. It happens, everybody does it, I also do it. So what is great thing in that? This is not a new thing. And so on and so forth. So excuses in everything. No excuses. What gift you will give to Bab Dada? Bab Dada wants the gift of four other things. You are conqueror about lust. But Baba said, what about the other? So close the door. Don't allow it to happen. And what is the door? The door of weakness. What is the door? Door of weakness. Shut the door. You only invoke it. You only invite it. So now don't invite. Shut this door of weakness. Then Baba talked about time. You can't trust time. You can't trust time. And Bahutkal. Bahutkal means long standing. And here there is a lot of explanations given. Maharatis. Don't try to say that even others are doing or seniors are doing. When we say that even seniors are doing, in fact what we know about seniors? They have 40 years of tapasya with them. What you have? 4 years? 10 years? So even if they do something, they will immediately correct themselves. Because they have a long standing tapasya with them. What you have? 10 years? So you cannot give cite their example. In one slogan Baba has said, quotation, question and correction. Give up all these three and make your connection strong. Don't quote others. Don't give example that she has done, he is done, he is also doing, that is also doing. What is that to you? What is that to you? Let others do. Why you are doing? That's none of your business. They say that I am not wrong. Baba gave the example. What children say? We are not wrong. Because others are also doing it. That's why we did it. So don't stop the blame game. Blaming business. And don't interfere into others, what they are doing. You mind your own business. Then Baba said three things are going behind you. Royal family, royal subjects and devotees. All three types of devotees. Sato, Rajo, Tamo. Whatever you will do, they will follow it. Whatever you do, the whole world will follow. If you give excuses, the whole world will give excuses. If you start making pretexts, the world will give lame excuses. That we are also doing this, we are also doing that. Baba has talked with Madhuban Nivasi. You are sitting in front, you must stay in front. You are sitting in front. So you must stay in front. Then Baba talked about Dhrida Sankalp in three things. You should have strong determined thought. Stop the language of gay gay. We will do, we will do, we will do. Yeah, yeah, yehua, yehua. This happened, that happened. Stop this language. First, conflict of sanskar. Swabhav mein matbhed. Differences of opinion. And kamzori. And kamzori is what? Other has done something wrong. I can tolerate untruth. I cannot tolerate untruth. Jhoot. Baba said, why you are worried if it is untrue? Just forget it. God is with you. Just verify with the Father. And if you think that you are right, then you need not to worry. Though even if the whole world goes against you, you need not to worry. Because God is with you. So your vijay, your victory is certain. You don't have to worry. You don't have to go and start flattering somebody. Give explanation, justifications, clarifications. When you know that you are clean in heart within, you don't have to do anything. Otherwise, there is an increasing tendency to go and tell others that you have misunderstood me. I am not like that. I am very good. You do not know me. If you know me, one day you will have to repent. So better you know me now. Why you want to clarify yourself? Baba says no need of any clarification, no need of any justification, no need to run after people and resort to sycophancy, buttering. Then, this is one thing. Then 11th, Baba said, remember three things, this day, this time and this picture, so that when the Maya comes, you can just shut the gate and two gates. Which are the gates? Remembrance and service. Not the Godrej lock, but God's lock. Don't allow it to come. And the last. No person in this world will have such children. Mahatma, Mahamandleshwar and Dharmastapak. None of them can have such children as father has. Mahatma are great souls, Mahamandleshwar are heads of the monasteries, and Dharmastapak are religious founders. None of them can have such children as I have. Baba is talking about himself. And in between there is a song also. What song? Wah. Wah, wah, wah. There is a song in between. So, this is about Murli, and then he talked with double foreigners. About? Yeah, he sings your glory more than you sing his glory. Okay, then double foreigners. Culture. One sandalwood tree. And powerful thought. Sankalp. Yeah, he is the world. And talking with Bhopal, two services. One, create VIPs. They are hidden. And second, air. Create air. are hidden. Baba knows. And they cannot remain hidden. Varis. They should come out. If you say that they are there, but they are hidden, Baba will not believe. Because all airs would become evident on the world stage one day. So this is in short about yesterday's Murli. So read it, reread it, try to understand it, enter into the depth of it. Om Shanti.